Anyway, you can suit yourself if that's a typewriter and do whatever you think's best. We probably should have bought you one a long time ago because you've needed one every semester. And we could have afforded it a long time ago. You were asking me what day I would actually leave Vietnam. I don't know exactly, and probably won't know until the latter part of this month. They'll give me a port call just like I had out of the States, and that'll be the date that I leave Vietnam. Up until just recently, people generally got out about 6 or 7 days ahead of their DROs. However, they just came out with a rule that began on the 1st of November that everybody was going to have to stay in country at least till their DROs, and it could be even a day or two afterwards. And that's the latest word we had, although I have heard that people are still getting out before their DROs, so I don't know, and I figure DROs about 20 November will be the best estimate, and I don't believe it'll be more than a few days different from that, and I'd guess it'll be a few days later than that, if anything. Anyhow, it'll be pretty close around that. Well, let's see if I know anything else new. I still haven't got paid my money on the tape recorder yet. It's supposed to be coming in, but I haven't seen anything of it. And I'll have to bug the legal officer and see if he can figure out why not. I'll have to do that pretty shortly. And I don't know much else. It's been awful rainy here the last few days, just real rainy. And the monsoon season was supposed to be over, but there was the remains of a little typhoon that drifted inland here, and it didn't even have any strong winds in it anymore, but it had a lot of rain. And I think that's where all this rain's been coming from. Anyway, it should very shortly be turning real dry and real hot in the day and real cool at night. It's already been pretty cool at night, most nights, and I sleep with a blanket on the bed, and it feels real good. And the monsoon is supposed to be over, but we hadn't seen any sign of the dry season yet. I hope you like the pictures I've been sending you. Like I said, I don't think I got a single one out of that bunch that was outstanding. But anyway, I did get some pictures of Taiwan, which we'll have in our photo album. And most of them were reasonably good. A few of them were out of focus or something. Most of them were fair. And I do have another packet of pictures here that I'll send you probably in the next letter. I can't put them in with this tape, though, so I'll just hang on to them for another day or so. And they're not very outstanding, either. You know, that old dog sure is lazy if he won't get up and say a few words to his papa on the tape. I thought he could talk a whole lot better than that. You'll have to get him to playing around for the next tape so I can hear him talk a little bit. Well, Bill Tucker just dropped by, and he had been down to Natrang for a couple of days, and I had him check on my assignment down there, but he said, as I already knew, that they haven't got anything in. That's where it'll come in now. It'll come in down at Natrang, and then they'll call it up here and send some paperwork in. So, I guess all we can do is just relax and wait for it. How's the weather been back there at Dayton? I imagine that it's turning pretty chilly by now, isn't it? Have you been out to see the colorful leaves and all? I think this is about the time of year that they are so colorful around there. Gee, I suppose about the time that I get home next month will be about time for the first snow, won't it? Well, Shug, I'm all out of news for now, so I think I'll shut this down for right now. Try to make you a little longer tape next time. I'm going to go over and take me a bath if there's any hot water over there. Well, if there's any water, I should say. And then relax a while before I have to go fly moonshine again tonight. Remember, Sugar, that I love you and I miss you. And I'll be home to you as soon as I can. Goodbye.